Hey, Grease, how you doing?
Good.
I have two questions for you.
Shoot.
First off, how was your holiday weekend?
Excellent, thank you.
Okay, and seeing as how this is the holidays and all, and you want to think about other people who are less fortunate. They replayed a phone call that you had gotten this past Friday.
Yeah.
About that 19-year-old that had that brain tumor.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a call back on him, how he was doing?
He did get a call back, and apparently the surgery was successful.
Oh, great, great.
And we thank him, and we hope he's doing well now, but that's the last update I got anyway. That's times when you get a real reality check, don't you? I mean, it's one thing to throw your chicken bones over the Whitehurst Freeway. Still another to remember the great scheme of life. And that you're never alone.
Oh, he walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me I am his own.
And that's why people call me up, 4321-101. They want to come to Papa. They know who's your daddy. So come to Papa. What is it that draws you? Is it the sound of my testosterone-laden pipes that makes you come to Papa? Is it knowing full well the experience that has left my heart scarred, but yet still effervescent? Of course, you've never known me when I am a person. I had this guy call me up and said, Grease, gotta help me out. You're the only guy I know that won't make fun of me. I said, what is it, son? What is it? He said, well, lately I've had the urge to shave my legs, shave my armpits, put on a woman's wig and a brassiere. Tuck my doodads in a pair of panties and walk down O Street waving at passing motorists. What's wrong with me? I said, don't worry about it. You're just having a minor attack of sissy fibrosis.
The Grease Man, DC 101.